Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, it has been 14 years since The Dark Knight.
14 years, 3 weeks, and 2 days. 5 minutes.
Okay. Where does it still rank for you in as far as superhero movies go?
Oh, man. Of all time, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see.
He was just,
so we're talking about Heath Ledger, Joker, Dark Knight,
Heath
that
Ledger,
movie. Okay.
Joker, Christian Bale, Gore the God
Legendary
Butcher.
Legendary performance. Which, by the way, I feel like Gore the God Butcher pulled a lot from Dark Knight Joker. Like the laughs, the insanity,
yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. But either way, it's definitely going to be in the top 10.
Definitely in the top 10.
Maybe even the top 5.
Okay.
With my all-time favorite being Civil War. Still have not let go of that. Then let's see what else. Would, of course, Endgame. Is Infinity War Endgame? Does it count as one movie?
Sure. Why not?
Ragnarok's up there. Yeah, I give it like the number 4 spot for me.
Number 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's very grounded. It's terrifyingly realistic. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Like who in that movie has superpowers? But, like, look at the mayhem and chaos. Like, yeah. It is ridiculous levels.
You know who did have superpowers in that movie?
Scarecrow.
No, not Scarecrow. That's
oh, he wasn't in that one.
That's man. Batman Begins. The one person that did have superpowers in that movie was the prisoner that threw the kill switch off the boat.
Oh.
The power of common sense.
The power of Debo. That was Debo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Debo.
Oh, man. But no. Like, the backtrack.
Yeah.
I got to correct the Roscoe. This is how I'm earning my the Chris. But no, like, the Scarecrow was in all 3 movies.
I mean, in some form or fashion, yeah.
Yeah, so. Because he was the he was the opening scene?
Yeah, he was in the opening scene. Yeah, he was doing that drug deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Where was he in the third one?
When Bane took over the city, he was the judge, jury, and executioner.
Oh, that's right.
He was like, I sentenced you to death by
walking.
By walking across a frozen lake that we shattered the ice already. So just watch your step. So yeah. He was in all 3. True villain. Originally, I think they wanted Heath Ledger's Joker to be in that role, but of course,
yeah.
Obvious reasons, so they switched it up.
Yeah. So, Netflix news. Well, not Netflix news.
I was going to say it's bigger than Netflix, isn't it? Like, well, yeah, I guess so.
So, we had 2 series come back that we've been waiting for. Let's start off with. The Hobbit. What? Oh, sorry. Hunger Games isn't on Netflix.
Oh, man. The producer is biting in our teleprompt right now.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yay.
Look, we're not even going to make short of that, okay? The oversight of this is just... Do you feel like if Peter Dinklage is in a prequel to Hunger Games, you'd be a little shorthanded?
Everyone would starve.
Oh, man. And he'd be like ducking everybody's shots. Everybody's running for the weapon at the beginning. He's running for a keg.
Cask of wine. He drinks and he knows things.
Oh my
my God. Yo, Huey was in the Hunger Games. He was the one that killed Rue in the first Hunger Games. It was him.
Oh, man, I gotta go back and watch it.
Right, now. Right. It was Huey. But anyway, so Umbrella Academy. I loved every single bit of season 3. Like Victor using his powers, and then them running into the little boy that he gave his powers to in season 2. I was like, "What? Oh, who is this old man?"
I was lost for a split second, just like I was when I watched the show. But okay, yeah, Victor. All right, go ahead.
I was like, "Who is this old man?
What was her name before?"
Vanya.
Vanya. Okay.
But yeah, now he's Victor. But I was tired of number three, the girl I heard a rumor, bitch.
Yeah, she's a little bit annoying.
She mind controlled Luther, like almost killed Vanya. Did kill the old kid, man that old was the kid. Yeah, the old man kid.
The Rainmaker.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, and then she was like, yeah, let's negotiate with him. Yeah, we'll give you your brother. You give us the box. They don't even got the box. You don't have a brother. Like, what are you talking about?
they really did have a negotiation about two things they did not have.
They didn't have either because they didn't even know that the box was in the basement. But what's her face that could copy people's powers? Like, stole it.
Yeah.
And then Diego, I feel bad for him because he was taking care of a kid that wasn't even his the entire time. I was like, bro.
Then the kid got lost.
Then the kid got lost and died. Yeah, he got captured by the Google Blitz.
The Google Blitz.
Yeah.
I still maintain through that entire series thus far, number 5.
The GOAT.
Is my favorite.
The GOAT.
OMG. He's a monster.
As soon as he picked up that axe when they were fighting the samurai in the hotel hallways, I was like, oh, it's about to go down. He got his axe. Don't give number 5 an axe. God. Like,
you don't even have to give him an axe.
Anything.
Like, he teleports like teleportation is supposed to be. Fuck Jumper.
Right.
Forget Nightcrawler.
Right.
Forget
Blink. He does have a limit. He does have a limit on how many times he can do it, though. Like, he starts running out eventually. Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only drawback. If he uses it too many times.
He makes it count.
Yeah.
This guy's going to teleport and cut your head off from behind you. Like he makes it count.
Man, I felt so bad for Luther. Well, Luther finally was happy. We finally got to see Luther happy.
Yeah.
Which was nice because he has been through it. Season 1 and season 2. God, I just want to be happy for Luther. But then he got to see Ben. I was like, oh, hey, Ben's back. Cool. He's not a force ghost anymore from Klaus. Yeah. But then he turned out to be an asshole the entire season. I was like, bro.
You need to chill, man.
Right. And then what they were doing to the old man, like dumbing him down with medication and everything, but then turned out he was an alien.
It turned out it was a good reason for them to do that.
Yes! I was like, hey, yo, Klaus, no, he need to be on his meds. And yeah, he killed Luther. And then, like, nah, oh, the Cuckoo Blitz is here. We're about to go through the secret tunnel. Hey, Klaus, bye. It just threw him out. I was like, and Klaus had to kill himself just so he wouldn't get captured by the Cuckoo Blitz. That was the smartest thing Klaus has ever done.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Klaus is a beast. Like,
yeah.
Man.
Like, as far as, like, powers go, number 5 and Klaus are, like, top tier. Like, they have the best power. And Vanya. Well, Victor.
Well, see, all right, so, like.
But Victor's scared to use his powers.
Klaus took Luther with him.
Yeah, he did.
Like, that's crazy. Like.
Yeah, because since they died in, like, close proximity to each other and their deaths weren't too far apart. Oh, shit. Like, Luther is dead now. Well, they did go back in time. Huh. Yeah, that whole going back in time
and
they
reset the thing. Luther's back now.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them without power somehow.
Yeah, like what's that about? So the next season, like they gotta explain some shit. Like they need to, because at the end of season 2, we saw him take off his face and we saw he was an alien. And then season 3, you know, he did the whole
arm.
Yeah, the whole arm, and then like number 3. Like, slice his head open, and you saw, like, alien guts coming and everything. I'm like, okay, what is he? Like, yo, they got a lot of explaining to do.
They explained a lot if you paid attention.
Yeah.
That was not his first time resetting the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that. Like, he was like, you know, I think he was talking to Five, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he basically implied that he had reset the universe a few times. Because otherwise, if it was his first time, he probably would have went in that room and tried to fight the samurai by himself.
Right.
Because clearly, he has some power. He holds some cards in there somewhere.
Right.
But
yeah, to be able to take out Luther? Damn. But, I mean, then again, it was another sneak attack. Like, don't go for the hug.
Exactly. If Pokemon hadn't taught you anything, the quick attack is deadly.
Oh, my God. But man, it left me a little confused too. Also, the reason Luther was on the moon was like looking after his frozen wife. Okay, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And like, it would have been one thing if he had told Luther while he was up there, but like, to see Luther's days, that like first part of episode 4 or 5, I think, where we got to see like just Luther, like his day to day on the moon.
He really ain't have nothing to do. Like,
right. You would have went insane too. Like, damn. So
my thing is, Allison is her name.
Allison. Yeah.
My thing is, so she makes a deal with the father and he's doing his thing. She interrupts him and kills him, but then she follows through with his plan anyways.
Right. Like she, I guess she didn't know that all of them would get killed. Also, Sloane, the new girl, has gravity magic. The only one to survive from... Oh, her and Ben. Her and Ben.
Well, Ben wasn't original. He was already original, so...
Yeah.
A little bit different, but...
But, yeah, Sloane. I was like, okay, they got somebody with gravity magic. Okay. But now she's gone at the end of it.
I think she's going to show back
up. Yeah, she's going to show back up, definitely. But, like, I'm just like... Okay, if I had to pick somebody from the Sparrow Academy to join them, gravity magic, why not? Because... God, that one guy with the messed up face, if you punch him, it just happens back to you. I was like, what?
But clearly, if you paid attention, Diego exposed, there's a limit to that.
Yeah, there is a limit to that. Yeah.
Because Diego's whooping that ass.
He was. It was only like the big punches that reflected back. And he started whittling him down. But then the girl that like would spit on you and you hallucinate and dance the foot loose. I was like, what is happening? What is, I mean, that's, I guess that's a kind of useful power if you need to, like, disrupt somebody.
I mean, technically, it's almost like, what was it? Not the Sharingan. What's the one where he traps him and...
The Sharingan, yes. The infinite Tsukuyomi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like that, because like, while you're trapped in there, she could just walk up and stab you, like...
And it'll be over. Yeah. You ain't going, that's a dream you'll be living in forever. Well, not living in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then the one girl with the crows.
She was just scary.
Yeah, she was scary. You know how scary, like, Luther was just out on a jog and then saw some crows. He was like, oh, Lord.
She was like a mix between the crow, if you remember that movie, yes, way back, and Odin. That's what she was. Like, you know, Odin has the crows.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I didn't like her. That was scary. But she was the only one to step, like, the... Try to get Ben to, you know, hey, no, this is bad. We need help on this.
Yeah.
Because the rest of them got murdered. Like, oh, my God. They had a robot. They had a robot cube.
Yeah, they tried it. And when I saw them put the cube around, I was like,
That's not gonna work. I knew it wasn't
like,
gonna work.
I really thought like the energy would corrupt him and he would become the new villain kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like nothing good was gonna come out of
it. No, it only stalled. It only stalled for time. Like there was no way that was gonna work.
Nobody thought about it, but I know the solution to that problem. So the Google Blitz was happening because of Grandfather Paradox.
Yeah.
Because they were there in the present time, but all of their parents died before they were born.
Right.
So they weren't supposed to exist in that timeline. And so that's why it was breaking down.
Right. And
go back in time and kill the old man when he was a kid. So he never kills your parents and everything's good to go.
But they couldn't do that because they couldn't find a damn working briefcase. And Five cannot pinpoint time. Where he
Five
was.
And copycat. What's her name?
Oh my God.
But like
we know
them two,
copycat.
Them two together, like if she copied his powers like they did to get to the little office.
Oh my God.
that they did to get to
the office building.
What's his name? To Verve. Supreme Strangest Universe. Because that's what that
really
was.
It like, really was. It really was.
Good gracious.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't make Mary J. Blige and I was about to say Happy Hogan because he looks like Happy.
Kind of.
But I was like, okay. But no, they didn't have any like crazy assassins coming after them this time. It was just the Sparrow Academy. Which I felt like the commission. There it is. The commission. Like I was like, the little the ominous threat from the commission in season one and season two, like that kind of kept things interesting. But this time it was just the Sparrow Academy slowly getting picked off the entire season. I was like, damn, I thought I was watching Multiverse of Madness again.
Pretty much. Where's Wanda? She was just outside her frame in every scene.
Right. But no, Wanda is definitely Victor in this situation because all of it's Victor's fault. Because she gave the powers to the kid.
Like, if you look at the whole series, everything was her fault.
The moon blowing up.
Yeah, she ended the world in the first one, right? Mm-hmm. The first season. Then the second season.
When she was captured by Russians and went crazy. And Diego actually saved Kennedy. And then with the explosion happening, he was like, nope, it's Russians. We're going to war. And everything just went to shit from there. So, yeah, everything was Vanya's fault. No. Well, yeah.
And then she gave the kid the power.
She gave the kid the power. And
then she lied and protected him.
That was.
Which divided their team.
Man, that was the stupidest thing she could have did. If Victor straight up said, hey, this is what happened. He killed our parents. How do we fix this? Five could have figured it out immediately.
Yeah.
Five along with Copycat and maybe the dad. Maybe he would have helped. He just wanted to reset.
I mean, like looking at it, like he's clearly the Thanos of this situation. Like he's the overarching villain of it all. Like
the Kang. Would you say Kang or Thanos? Like in comparison, because he's clearly thought all of this out and messes around with time a lot.
So we got to give it to Kang. Yeah. Got to be Kang there. But, man, my thing is, going back to our least favorite of the Umbrella Academy.
Allison?
She don't use her powers right to me. Like, she could have very easily said, you know.
I heard a rumor you wanted to give us the briefcase back.
No. In the series. At any point in the series where they know someone has information that they need, I heard a rumor that you told me everything you know.
Bow. They tried it on Sloan. She tried it on Sloan, and then Luther was like, okay, no, you're literally killing her.
Yeah, because she won't give it up.
Yeah, no, she tried to rumor herself. Like, I heard her, like, she was looking in the mirror, and I heard a rumor you were happy, and she.
My thing is,
she should have died with Sparrow Academy. I'm sick of her. No, I'm sick of Allison.
No, she should have died when she stepped into that bubble with Victor and the old kid. Remember, she stopped him? That should have killed her.
It should have. It really should have.
Instead, it made her stronger somehow.
Yeah, she doesn't have to say, I heard a rumor anymore. She just,
which means, like, she doesn't have to have.
She's the purple man.
The purple man.
Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah.
She's the purple man now. Like,
Kilgrave,
thank you.
My thing is, no, she, you know what she is?
Mm.
She's Black Bolt. Without Mr. Fantastic, because I heard your rumor is Mr. Fantastic said, you know, Black Bolt kid.
No. What Mr. Fantastic should have said was, Wanda, Black Bolt here is going to tell you where your kids are. Roll credits.
Like, I don't know why their first option was confrontation. Like, hey, Wanda, we can help you. We can help you. Just calm down. We can tell you where your kids are.
I did. Tell him, Black Bolt.
Black Bolt, tell her.
<Da-da-da-da-da-da-da>. It would have been over. But no, man. We can handle your little witch.
It was, in fact, they could not handle the little witch. 2 minutes later, they were the Suicide
Squad. Speaking of which, I saw like a one of those little breakdowns of the multiverse.
Oh, no, that was a Suicide Squad. Like, that scene was the first, like Wanda destroying all of them was the first 5 minutes of the Suicide Squad. Like, all of them running up to the beach and getting, yeah, and just dying back to back to back to back. That was that scene.
So my thing was, like, because a lot of people ask, how did she take down Captain Marvel, right? Because if you know Captain Marvel, her power set is she absorbs energy, cosmic energy. She absorbs it and dishes it back to you.
But not
when
kinetic.
She goes, what is it, supernova or something?
Supernova, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. She goes Super Saiyan. She's supposed to be indestructible. We saw that with Thanos. Thanos had to pull the Power Stone out of the gauntlet and hit her with the Power Stone energy just to knock her down, and she got right back up.
Right.
Like, so, like, Captain Marvel is, like, top tier. And so he's like, how the hell a statue fall on her and kill her? So
it happened in the comics.
I watched back through Multiverse of Madness for the fifth time.
Jesus.
But anyways, if you watch the movie, you watch that scene where they're fighting that clash, they have an energy in the air. Wanda was slowly absorbing her energy. Wanda wasn't dishing energy to her. She was absorbing her energy. So when she knocked her down, she didn't have that power to protect her from the statue falling on her. I was like, y'all thought it through. I thought you were just jerking me around. But Wanda's a monster. Gosh. At this point, their only hope is to bring her back to their side.
For real.
Stop trying to fight her, man. Or let America get her hands on her. Give America about 5 to 10 years and then let them fight again. I think America could catch up.
Maybe. We'll see. But no, man, I'm just... So, Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, Umbrella Academy.
Where are you ranking it?
Far as Netflix series, number one. What else do they have?
Well, no. Like 1 to 10.
Out of everything? Oh, out of 1 to 10?
Yeah, compared to the other seasons, 1 to 10.
Compared to the other seasons.
I mean, it was definitely better than season one.
Yeah. Let's see, season two. Which one was it when Vanya cut Allison's throat?
That
was
season one.
Season one? That was the end of season one?
Near the
end
of season.
And then season two is the time travel stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, to me, because season one had its parts. Season two had a really great story, but they were divided for most of that season.
Right.
So, yeah, season three has it. Hands out, because they're together for most of the season. They have the usual drama. A few of them got some amp up powers, got a little bit more. But, apparently Victor got nerfed.
She tried to negotiate, and then... the Sparrow's number one got sucked into the Google Blitz, and the robot didn't say shit.
The robot was worshiping the Google Blitz, no sense. A robot just found religion all of a sudden. So if a robot sees a glowing ball in the basement, it's gonna find religion. Is that how it works?
Yes, the ancient scripture 0110110111.
Don't do that. We're gonna time travel. Have you not seen Bitter's Big Score?
No,
really.
No, I haven't.
Ben's big score is like, he basically is exactly what it sounds like. He travels through time stealing stuff. And he finds the key to time travel was tattooed on Fry's butt. And it was a binary code. So he just say it out loud and he automatically time travel. 0111100 it's gone.
Wow.
And he'll go back to ancient Egypt and steal a pharaoh before he died or some crazy shit like that. And then bury it somewhere and bury himself and wait to present day and then walk back around.
Damn.
He was insane. Right. Bender is the ultimate villain, I swear.
Lord. So then let's see.
So where are you ranking Umbrella Academy?
It's definitely better than season one and season two. I'm gonna give it a 8.5. So because they got some splaining to do about the whole dad thing, but I guess that's gonna come together in season four. Hopefully.
I don't know. So what do you expect on season four? Is he going to have
they're definitely going to get
the Kitty Cat Academy now? He got another six.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because it's looking like they don't have their powers. So our main six that we are used to, what use not to diss them, but like, what are they now? Like, what could they possibly do?
Maybe they'll find a way. Maybe they're gonna confront the dad, get their powers back. It's probably gonna be some weird time travel.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because their powers came from their weird birth, which I'm guessing got erased when they did
the reset.
So
we'll see. But yeah, I'm giving it 8.5.
Or maybe like when they reset, Allison stepped out real quick and like, I heard a rumor y'all all forgot y'all had powers. That's why I say like heroes that don't use their powers right. Shit. Just like go on the radio and be like, I heard a rumor that everybody that hears this gives me a dollar. Like they just show up. Like I guess it would make you kind of a villain at that point.
Yeah, it would.
Like, I heard a rumor that everybody thinks I'm a hero. Boom.
I couldn't be. If I had Alice's power, I would not be a hero. I'll just go ahead and tell you. Like that
how
amount
could
of
you?
You get you, boy.
What was the guy mind something on the boys?
The guy. Yeah, that guy. Holy shit!
He almost killed Butcher.
Yeah. Oh my god, Butcher's. Like we got to see Butcher's backstory. Oh my god, that was sad as hell.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was. It was a little tough to watch. I was like. Trauma. Damn. Was it worse than Moon? Was Butcher's dad worse than Moon Knight's mom?
Did Moon Knight even really have a mom?
Like, damn, you're right.
I'm sorry. Like, and it's back to why Moon Knight's one of my favorites. You can watch that show so many times and not know what's real. Like,
it could have been
something
Khonshu.
Happened in the museum that night, but the cameras didn't see what he saw.
Right.
But clearly something, like, he didn't have the power to do the destruction that was left behind.
Right. Damn. That's wild.
And apparently he has three personalities that don't know about each other. Possibly more.
Well, the only one they don't know about is Jake.
At the end of the series. Yeah, yeah. But at the beginning, like, because Jake was there from his childhood when they showed the flashbacks. All three of the
Mark
personalities
there.
Mark was there. No, all three of them were there.
Oh, they were? Oh, okay.
Yeah, all of them had different purposes in his childhood to protect him. So, like, he had all of them there. And then the way his girlfriend would talk to him, it's like, there might even be more. Because she's like, oh, there's another identity or something she said. Like, yeah.
Then, we got the last two episodes of Stranger Things.
We're just getting to Stranger Things!
That song, Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. Kate Bush shot. To the number one song. It's the first time since 83.
Damn. Thank you, Netflix.
Right. Like, she's gotten so much money through Spotify recently. It's wild, you know? And then, of course, you know, Metallica's getting a lot more listens, too, because of Eddie Munson.
Yeah.
So, now, Vecna. Is he in, like, complete control of the Mind Flayer? Because he came in and shaped it. So I think everything in since season one has been Vecna.
You think so?
Yeah. Because
I think they had it right, because it's like he's a top general. I think it was kind of like, I'm trying to think of the right movie. But you know how they have like those horror movies where you meet the demon or the monster, and he manifests into something for you.
Mm.
And so when it manifested into that shape, like a spider-ish kind of thing, because he already worships spiders, he automatically would follow.
Right.
Instead of like being afraid or whatever, or fighting against it. And so I think it used that to use him. And then there's definitely bigger threats coming.
Right. The number one thing that I loved about this series, their attention to detail.
The number 001 thing?
No, not that. made me lose my train of thought. Damn it. No, you're good.
The number one thing you like.
The guy. So Vecna is attacking people in their, using their trauma to attack them in their nightmares, right?
Yeah.
Who else did that?
Freddy.
Who played Vecna's dad?
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
It was him. It was the original Freddy Krueger. Yeah. That was the blonde dude in the prison. It was the original Freddy Krueger. I was like, bro.
The casting on this.
Deep cuts.
I was like, okay. But I'm pretty sure there's another theory that says the little sister didn't die. He just made the dad think that the sister was dead, and they're thinking is Max's mom. Like Max's and the I can't remember her name, the girl with all the that love shotguns, apparently, because they're brother and sister. So they might be Vecna's niece and nephew. Also she might be Eleven's dad. Is another running theory out there, because they're about the same age when they started the experiments and everything. Yeah. Like everything's lining up, and I'm pretty sure Will is going to be the final boss. It's Will drawing the spiders, being a loner. Oh, he's special. Say everything that his mom said about Will in season one was the same thing that Victor Creel said about 001.
Do you think he secretly has powers?
I don't think he's So at the last frame, when everybody's just staring out into the fire and like seeing the upside down come up through everything, Will's nose was bleeding. Just a little bit.
Man.
So I'm just like,
and Will is the Harry Potter looking one, right?
The bowl cut. Yeah. Bowl cut. Yeah.
I call him Harry Potter. I called him Harry Potter, and the other one's Michael Jackson.
Oh my god. But Will has, I'm pretty sure, since season one, they've been setting Will up to be the big bad. Like, or at least I hope they give him a bigger role in season five, because he was kind of in the background this season. But all of, like, everything since season one has been linked to Will in some way. But this was more about Eleven. This is more based on Eleven this season.
Well, even still with that, though. Like, did you catch the hints of jealousy he had towards Eleven?
Oh, yeah.
Because he secretly
is in love with your boy, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So, I think, like you said, like, little keynotes like that throughout the series,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely building him up. Because, you know, the main protagonist's best friend always becomes a villain.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yeah, the Hobgoblin and Spider-Man, you know. Harry Osborn and Spider-Man.
Doctor Strange and Mordo.
Batman and Jason Todd.
Batman and Robert McKay. That's so fucked up.
It's always the same. I mean, shit. Even Ron Weasley turned on Harry at some point. Like, it was just some jealousy over some stuff. But you know what I mean? Voldemort doing Voldemort things. You know?
Yeah.
Anakin and Obi-Wan. Bro!
Gracious.
But no, it's all because everybody's just like, oh, where was Vecna? Where was Vecna in season one? He was the one that knocked Will off the bike. That wasn't a Demigorgon. A Demigorgon doesn't have psychic powers. When Will ran into the house looking for a gun, the lock moved itself.
Mm.
Demigorgons don't have psychic powers. That was Vecna. I'm like, you there. I'm kidnapping you. And the only reason he survived because he was singing the song, Should I Stay or Should I Go Now? His favorite song.
Yeah. So Vecna was playing those mind games early.
Early. Like, every time something spooky happened, you would hear the clock go off.
So wait a minute. I just thought about something. So they showed in this season that every time Vecna killed someone in the Upside Down, it opened a gate in that location.
Mm.
Who did he kill in the water?
It was some kid on the basketball team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
It was some kid on the basketball team. Yeah. And he needed the reason in the season three, he got the ability to open the gates when he like latched that thing onto Eleven and Eleven lost her powers for those months. That's how he was able to open the gates. He just needed a sacrifice to do it too. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, Vecna.
Man, speaking of sacrifice. That last scene with the girl, what's her name? The redhead?
Yeah, Max, yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Luke is fighting the basketball captain and everything, and then I was like, don't do it. And then you see her first leg break. I was like, oh, they're doing it. Ah, no.
Because in my heart of hearts, I was like, she's going to survive. He's going to stop it at the last second. Then I started to see her limbs break. I was like, no.
Yeah, dude, that it was rough. It was a rough watch. Those last 30 minutes was rough.
She's tough.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, she's just in a coma. And then Eleven, like, looks inside her mind and it's blank. Vecna has her. She's just a shell, dog.
You think they're going to get her back, though?
I don't think so. Either she's going to get used by Vecna, or her mind, either her body is going to be used by Vecna while her mind is somewhere else, or she's just gone. And
I bet I can call it. Watch this. This is what's going to happen.
All right.
They're going to try to bring her out of the coma. So they're going to put her headphones on, play her music, right? It's not going to be working. Eleven is going to go confront Vecna again. Like, because he's clearly not done.
No, he's not.
I don't care what you think.
I mean, Will said his neck was doing the thing, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to confront him again. And then they're going to see Max's consciousness there. When they defeat Vecna, then the music is going to be what brings her back to her body after that. Then she'll be back. Like, right at the series finale, she'll come back, watch.
Yeah, it's going to be the series finale. This is the 2 years from now. It's going to be the last one. God, I hope it's not that long.
Good gracious.
Right.
They're about to age out.
Like, somebody, like, the guy that plays Steve is 31 in real life. Like, bro. Oh, man.
Man. So I watched it, and my wife goes, he doesn't look like he belongs in high school with him. I was like, that actor's baby. He's probably 50 anyways.
Right.
But I was like, but by the way, yeah, he flunked. Nobody knows how many times. Like,
right. Oh, yeah, Eddie.
Because
he
was like, that's his year. That's what that meant. He's going to graduate that year.
Oh, just putting salt on the wound, Chris. Just putting salt on the wound.
He's like, you know what I love about high school girls? I get older and they stay the same age.
Jesus Christ.
What movie is that from?
I think it's a Family Guy skit. I don't know.
It was a movie. It's from a movie. I can't remember it, but it was like, yeah.
Chris, quick draw! All right, I got a good one for you. You're going to love it.
Uh-oh.
No, you're going to love it. And it's going to make you think, too. So, Chris, 11 versus 5.
So, numbers? Hey, do math?
Yeah, 11 and 5. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll do this. Vecna and 11 teamed up against Vanya, Victor, Vanya, and 5.
Wait a minute. Victor or Vanya? Because that's a very Victor. Important distinction.
Vanya.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, because Victor was nerfed. But anyways.
Yeah, Vanya and 5 versus Vecna and 11.
You know, the ironic part about that matchup is I would see 5 going after Vecna and Vanya fighting 11. And that would be more of an even match.
Yeah.
Because, like, if 5 fights 11... And that's going to really boil down who runs out of juice first. Because, like, with his teleporting, it's going to be hard for her to catch him. But if he gets tired and stops, and she still has energy.
Right.
But then if she, like, runs out of energy.
5 has her.
Yeah, and he gets a quick teleport in there, it's over. Now, I would rather see him fighting Vecna, and Vecna's doing all the vine crap, whatever that is that he does, his telepathic abilities. And still, like, with that one, 5 has to end it fast.
Because
Vecna does not run out of energy, mm-hmm. clearly.
Seemingly not. I mean, like, Molotov cocktail, 2 Molotov cocktails, about 6 rounds of shotgun shell, and fell out of a 3-story building, and he still got up. I was like, wait a damn minute.
But then, like, as I said, not Victor, but Vanya.
Yeah.
The
one that was ready to
blue. The blue Vanya.
Blue glowy Vanya. Yeah. Ready to destroy the blood.
Vanya with the violin.
Yeah. Yo. That was borderline Dr. Manhattan.
Like, just let her have it. Like, that's the fight right there. Like, if nobody strikes 5, her down before
number,
she
number 5
up,
is just backup.
Yeah. All right. So number 5 comes in. He engages 11 and Vecna, same time. He just needs to give Vanya a few seconds to power up.
To charge up.
That's what his job is. Keep her distracted until she gets to Super Saiyan 2.
She's over there going Super Saiyan 3. He's just over there with an axe. Okay.
Casually teleport. Like, just making sure they miss him.
Yep. And then getting the hell out of Dodge before she spirit bombs everybody.
Save your energy so you can get the hell out of there.
You know what? I'm just going to go to another timeline real quick.
I'll be back.
Vanya, you got this? All right, I'm out. Damn. So you're giving it to Vanya in 5?
I'm giving it to Vanya.
Okay.
I mean, I give it like 5. He's tenacious. He has tactics.
So in a straight like, one-on-one fight. 11 and 5, you would give it a 5? Depends on.
I think if 11 is ready for the fight.
Okay.
You know, like the 11 that we see that's ready to fight Vecna and all. Like, she comes at him like that with her powers and ready to fight. Yeah. I think she could get him. Because it's going to be very hard for him to sneak up.
I mean, 5 is a world-class assassin.
11 is a world-class nuclear weapon just walking around. Like,
true.
She didn't even have to be in the same area to attack him.
Yeah, she's going to
be in a whole other country. Like,
sitting in salt water.
Exactly. He teleported all over the place, thinks he won the fight, and they just cut to her in salt water. She sees like just comes out the water, takes a deep breath.
that guy's fast. All right, put me back in, boys. Put us back on her VR goggles. All right. Well, Chris, what you got?
Roscoe.
Yeah.
Quick draw.
Pew.
So we're going to pull this one for the producer since he slid it over to me. We're going to do more of a what if quick draw.
Uh-huh.
So what if Homelander and the 7 were defending against Thanos? And I'm talking about in-game Thanos, not Infinity War Thanos.
No.
And Thanos is not his whole army.
But the Black Order.
Yeah.
Is A-Train's heart working properly?
Yeah, everybody's okay. Cool. You know,
it's translucent.
Corvus Glaive isn't limping.
It's translucent there.
For what?
I don't know.
Sure, he's there.
Excellent.
You don't know it, but he's there.
Excellent. That's all I needed to know. All right, so off the bat, the Deep and Starlight die immediately.
Starlight?
Yes.
Okay.
Starlight, yeah. No, Starlight and the Deep, dead. Well, I don't know. There was like a tidal wave that Doctor Strange had to stop, so maybe... No. The Deep's dead, too. Because those... Midnight? Proximus Midnight?
Proxima Midnight.
Yeah, she'd take him, like the Deep and Starlight out easily.
By herself.
Corvus Glaive. Oh my god. Ebony Maw.
Thank you.
Ebony Maw.
Thank you. Hold on. That's what I was about to say. Like, wait a minute. I know what? The 7 versus Ebony Maw.
You're right. You're damn right. Thanos don't even need to step out the ship. Thanos doesn't need to step out the ship. Like, damn. No. The only person that could stop Homelander would be Ebony Maw.
You don't think Thanos could stop Homelander?
I mean, yeah, he could, but like they don't need to bring Thanos. Thanos would see Homelander and be like, "All right, I'll be in my chair. I love that chair. I'll be back." And Ebony Maw would be like, "Hello, 7. Prepare to be
you're about to die at the hands of the children of Thanos."
And then A-Train would come up and punch him. And then Corvus Glaive would go after him. I don't know. But, yeah, Ebony Maw.
And who's going to be quick enough for A-Train?
It would have to be Ebony. Ebony Maw would have to focus on Homelander and A-Train. The rest of them are going to die. Except Translucent.
Ooh. I want to see Proxima Midnight and Maeve.
Oh, that would be a good fight.
That is a hell of a fight.
If Proxima had trouble with Black Widow and Michonne,
Okoye,
Okoye, thank you. then I see May.
Had trouble. What trouble? She was about to kill both of them before Scarlet Witch intervened.
Yeah.
Do you not remember that?
Yeah,
like, she had that.
You're right.
And they were top tier. Like,
they were top tier.
I don't think they had lost a fight until then.
Yeah. Maeve is the only one that I see going up. Maeve and Homelander is the only one that could stop Cole Obsidian. The big guy.
Yeah. I'm thinking. No. Black Noir would take down Cole
Proxima.
I think so. You don't think so?
Yeah.
Cole Obsidian is just big. Like, he's not like Homelander strength.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's big and he's strong for his size, but he's not Homelander.
Yeah.
So I could see Black Noir taking that.
Honestly, I really think the Seven could do it. Between Homelander, Maeve, Black Noir, and A-Train, I think they could pull it off.
This is my thing. Like, if they're going to pull it off, they have to figure out how to get rid of Ebony Maw and Thanos
first.
If they get them two out of the fight,
they're good.
Somehow.
They're good.
Then they got it from there. Like, as soon as the fight starts, Homelander just grabs Thanos and flies out of space and throws him as far as he can. So, like, I mean, Thanos wouldn't die necessarily, but by the time he got back, the fight could be over.
Yeah, about time. You know who would have ended this fight already, though?
Who?
Omni-Man.
Shit.
Omni-Man don't give a fuck. He would fly to Titan. Just grab Thanos' chair and shove it down his throat. Omni-Man wouldn't have wasted any time. Oh, you about to snap your finger? What hand? Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I just thought about that. Like, the power level that Wanda showed, so we go, what hand? Like, what mouth? Like, that power level, like, if she breathes, like, they can't have her in a movie for a couple years at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, they got to let everybody else catch up. Like, good gracious.
I mean, the Eternals.
Who? Who in the Eternals is ready for the Scarlet Witch?
You're
Cersei? You gonna pull out your ass, huh?
No, I'm not gonna. I wasn't gonna say Cersei. I was gonna say, oh my God, the fast one. Makari? Yeah.
Like, what legs? Come on, like, she did it with a sentence.
Yeah.
He was about to speak, and before he could get a word out, she erased his mouth. Yeah. Like, yeah. And then the rest of them, well, everybody almost, she used their powers against them.
Yeah.
She stretched Mr. Fantastic out and then peeled him like Twizzlers.
Right.
Then, like, Black Bolt, she made his voice explode in his head.
Sliced her shield. Captain Carter's own shield.
She was my favorite out of all of them. Out of Illuminati, Captain Carter. I was like, I was cheering for her. And she did a little. I thought she was going to at least knock Scarlet Witch out or something, like knock her out unconscious and then the Scarlet Witch has to get out of that body or something. Yeah. You know, I thought something was going to happen. Like, nope. No contest. Nope. We're not even going to let you think that they stood a chance. Like,
for real.
Man.
But yeah, I do. If they get rid of Ebony Maw quickly, the Seven could do it.
You think so?
Yeah. Because Ebony Maw is the only real challenge.
I think, like, for the purpose of movie entertainment, I see it going, like, they first all match up. And Ebony Maw is just dragging whoever comes to him. And so, they go the deep.
After the deep goes down,
they realize the threat that Ebony Maw is. And so, they kind of all divert their attention to Ebony Maw, get him out of the picture. And then it's more of a fair fight.
Yeah, Translucent's choking him.
Translucent sneaks up and gets a sucker shot. Yeah.
Translucent, his power isn't invisibility. It's like his skin is like diamond skin coating shit.
Yeah, it's impenetrable. Yeah, too. So he sneaks up invisible and... Okay, I'm not going to say what I was about to say. And he sneaks up and I was going to say he stabs Ebony Maw in the back. But, you know, he's... Never mind.
Oh, God. All right.
Only something that the boys would do.
All right. They try the Ant-Man theory.
I keep telling people that won't work on Thanos. Like, gosh. The part that they miss is... He takes hit. Like, you miss the scene where he's like, all that for a drop of blood. So you're going to go inside him and try to expand? and it took like everything Iron Man had to scratch his cheek. You're just going to expand it and be inside his body jacked up. It's going to be just over for you. And then he'll poop you back out later. Like, oh, there was another Avenger in there. Oh,
oh my God. All right.
I knew
another
were,
one. Wait a minute.
I knew they were little shits.
Edit. Oh my God. So Chris, who you got for our comic relief?
Relief. Roscoe, my comic relief for the day.
Yes.
Total Nerd. So Instagram tag is Total Nerd _. So Total Nerd is all one word. _ in. Most of what they post are like little hidden facts about the comic books and movies and stuff. Like, for example, this one that posts says, a last resort, the Black Bolt's voice is crazy powerful. He can level mountains with a whisper and was indirectly responsible for the death of his parents in the comics. As king of the Inhumans, he rules his people in silence and avoids using his powers unless absolutely necessary. So, like, they put little things up there like that.
Mm.
It's really cool, fun facts to know about the heroes. I mean,
okay.
I already knew that one, but there's some other ones that you read in there. Like, they talk about Stranger Things, the Umbrella Academy, like, all those kind of things. And just, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff that you wouldn't know from just watching the movie. So,
Gotcha.
Really cool follow.
Cool beans. And what was that name again?
Total Nerd _.
All right.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe, with my co-host, The Chris.
And remember to pick up your powers on the way out the door.
Cue
the
band.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You Roscoe. Hi, Chris.